What are you doing?
Stacking sets.
Hi y'all, welcome to Windshield Time. It's Day and Airy, and it is Wednesday night by 11 p.m.
No,
super
it's like
late.
11:30.
July 8th, and Wednesday night again. COVID-19 pandemic show number 16, and this is season 2, episode 34, which is in total going to be show number 96.
96 out of 100!
So 96, and then 3 more to hit the 100 show.
And when we hit a 100, we're going to do 100 shots together.
No, we're not.
Water.
Of water.
Beer.
Yeah. Soda water. It's something. The new cool beverage, the
pickle
zero
juice.
Calorie. Oh, gosh.
You know that was a thing for a while? Like, people would do shots of pickle juice?
Maybe.
With a whiskey bag or something like that?
Yeah.
Like
maybe.
Okay.
Maybe. Okay, so I'm Luggage Donkey on Twitter, if you ever want to find me and attack me or criticize me.
Or on Instagram.
Yeah, Instagram as well. Yes.
And I'm at Airy in Seattle.
Well, Instagram is Windshield. Oh no, is it Windshield Time?
No, you have at Luggage Time.
I know, but is it Windshield Time on Instagram as well? I think it's either Windshield Time or Windshield 21 on Instagram.
Yeah.
But not really posting much stuff there.
No.
Just trying to focus in on Facebook,
YouTube.
LinkedIn, YouTube, yes.
And
LinkedIn,
the tweets.
Yeah, YouTube, yeah, and the tweets. So again, yeah, Luggage Donkey on Twitter if you want to come and attack me or attack Airy. What are you?
At Airy in Seattle.
All right, so this one is going to be super quick because I only have about 11 minutes of space on the SD card.
9 minutes.
And yeah, it's going down really quick. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm tired. A little depressed. My foot still hurts. I don't have gout. But I think I have early onset osteoarthritis, which is no bueno.
Yeah. But you're using essential oils, and I think it's it gives you pretty good temporary relief.
Yeah, really, really does work.
Yeah.
But those little bottles of essential oil, they're like $40 after taxes. Very expensive.
Very expensive. And we're on budget.
Very tight budget.
All right. So, I'm not sure if we're going to do a musical feature in this show. It's going to have to go really fast. How about Satoshi
How are
Matt?
You?
We can cover that in a little bit, but there's just a lot of stuff going on. Tomorrow morning, the glass. So tonight's Wednesday. Show's coming out Friday the 11th. And then, no, 10th.
Mm-hmm.
Friday the 10th, the show comes out. Tomorrow morning, the glass, the shout-out glass from our condo in Capitol Hill, it's getting replaced.
Mm.
And so, yeah, excited to get that, fixed up.
Yeah,
here.
The stray bullet is getting fixed.
No, it's not the stray bullet. It's the glass. It's the window shot out from the stray bullet from the shooting. One of the shootings on Capitol Hill is getting fixed tomorrow morning.
Mm-hmm.
And then I bounced a check this month. So I'm very, very displeased with that. My timing on the balances and the writing of the check and the mailing of the check. And who the heck even writes checks nowadays? And so it's just a complete all-around total failure on many regards that I have caused on myself and ourselves financially. So I did manage to fix up the situation, though. And so, you know, it's I think it's a good recovery, but wasted a lot of cycles on that when I didn't have to.
Yeah. Womp womp.
On that I don't think even people, just to elaborate on this a little bit more, I don't think people even write checks anymore. People have money auto-deposited into their check accounts. It sits there, and then they set up automatic payments for bills
Swink.
To just go out Cha-ching. Every single month.
Cha-ching.
And so this could be a topic for later on about how that works and how it's not really your money ever. It's just kind of sitting far away in a bank someplace. And so one of the many reasons why I have a fascination with this world of money that we live in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, how about some Satoshi math?
Thank you.
What's the price of Bitcoin at, yo?
Approximately $9,400 of Bitcoin. We are grinding it out again between 9,000 and 10,000, and so
grinding it out.
It's actually up from the 9K level that it hit, you know, last few days. So we're at $9,400.
Yeah. It's holding steady.
Yep. So we're gonna do some Satoshi math now.
To figure out the number of Satoshis in the number of $1 in $1. And Satoshis are to Bitcoin are what cents are to dollars. So they're 100 cents, C-E-N-T-S, to $1. There are 100 million Satoshis for every one Bitcoin. So you go $1 divided by 0.00009400 and you get, drum roll,
approximately 10,600 sats per dirty US fiat dollar.
If you're cool, you say sats. If you're not cool, you say Satoshis.
All right. Thank you to WTIA for being a continued sponsor. And Ari is the chair of the Blockchain Council out there, doing a lot of great work to try and help companies in the region, Oregon, Washington, and Vancouver, BC, to make an impact, kind of gather forces, so to speak, and make the world, this is a terrible joke, make the world a better place with Bitcoin, blockchain, crypto assets, and all that kind of stuff.
Just getting people together. Yep.
What's the spiel on WTI?
Oh, I did it. So, the Washington Technology Industry Association is made up of 1,100 technology companies from the Pacific Northwest, creating one collective voice when it comes to innovation, investors, working with policymakers, and the like.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah, great organization, locally out of Seattle here. All right, so my main topic is about becoming a shitcoiner again.
Oh, poop coiner.
There is, I believe it was Congressman, I want to say Warren Davis, who brought it up in congressional hearings with the community's fabulous Meltem Demures. And he asked her, "What, you know, do you know what a shitcoin is? Have you heard of a shitcoin? Sorry for the language. This is supposed to be rated G, but that's what they're colloquially known in the business, and it's basically anything other than Bitcoin.
Poop coin."
Yeah, poop coin. And so there's a meme going on TikTok, and basically they're trying to take this sub-penny token in the crypto asset space that was originally done as a joke and basically pump it up to $1. Which would be orders of magnitude more if it's, you know, like 2.5 pence of a penny. I mean, yeah, it's just kind of ridiculous numbers.
Two tenths of a penny, yeah.
Yeah. So I joined the, what's being called as a pump and dump scheme, partly out of entertainment, partly out of maybe boredom. And so, it's partly out of also the Robin Hood rally that happened, you know, with the stock market, April, May, and June.
And so he bought this alternative crypto asset called Dogecoin. D-O-G-E, and the symbol for it is like the head of a Shiba Inu, a really, really cute dog, which we used to have, but she passed away, rest in peace, Mochi. And so, it's cute. It's really cool.
Yeah, apparently there's millions and millions of views of TikToks being watched, millions and millions of views on TikTok for these, buy Dogecoin promotions. And so it's something.
Everyone loves dogs and cats and furry things, you know.
Yeah. I don't recommend doing this. This is just purely out of speculative boredom and just kind of like participating in the community, so to speak. But as of yesterday when I bought it, I was up by the end of the day, or actually up, as of today, I think I was up like 50%, which is ridiculous. It's just ridiculous returns. You don't get those returns in less than a day, less than 24 hours in the stock market ever. It's just kind of silly.
It's nutso.
Yeah. It's kind of fun to watch, you know, the trends like that happening, and we're running out of time. And if you want to look at it, there's several charts that I tweeted out regarding what it looks like. And it's just exciting. Yeah,
well, the market's going up, things are going up.
Markets are still going up, stock markets are still going up. It's completely disassociated with the real economy, considering the amount of unemployment that we have. I do want to switch over to formats. Instead of doing season 2, episode whatever, when we hit 100, I want to just start counting show 100, show 101, just go into a sequence. Sweet. Like that, because we don't really
have seasons.
Do seasons. Yeah, we don't take the summer off. We're just kind of keep doing this until we croak every week. But then I want to still count the COVID shows. Just to remind ourselves, I think I alluded on one show that the pandemic was in the past, but it's still very much you know, on our minds every day and part of everybody's lives all the time.
Yeah, I heard some states are getting like thousands of new cases a day. So it's, I mean, it's here hard in a lot of states, especially that didn't go into lockdown.
Yeah, there's a resurgence, you know, that's happening of infections. Less deaths nowadays, which is nice, but there's still a lot of infections that are happening, supposedly in the lower age brackets. So more evidence that every day, every week is a new data point in the journey of figuring out how to live with a global pandemic.
Mm-hmm. I see a note about property taxes are going up.
Yeah, I mean, property taxes going up with our, you know, mortgage. And so it sucks, to put it in, you know, non-finer terms.
I mean, in the city of Seattle, they just raised more taxes too. There's a new payroll tax and stuff, so.
Yeah. I think Amazon got recently hit with some sort of a large company tax as well.
This is not the right answer necessarily, though. Yeah. I mean, stocks are going up and only the top 49% of Americans who own any stock at all are benefiting from that, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. All right. So just to
land the plane,
we are also, my day job is still at Infoblox. And so this is kind of a fun little piece of swag that they sent with our back to office.
Oh.
So it's a fidget spinner, but there are three USB outlets on this little guy, and then one micro USB outlet, but apparently they don't do anything.
What?
It's not a charger. It's not a rescue recharger, but there's ports on there, and it does nothing. It's just weird. I thought maybe might be some fun lights that show up, like disco lights that show up, but nothing's on there.
Oh, it's a product opportunity lost.
It's weird. It's super weird. Unless there's a secret on button or something like that.
But it spins really well.
It does. It does. Yeah. Thanks for the swag, Infoblox. If anybody ever knows of any sort of questions or opportunities to talk to companies, that I could talk to companies about their network infrastructure, DNS, DHCP, IP address management, the stuff that puts consumers to sleep, then please reach out to me. And then, so Bitcoin is. So she has the hat on serendipitously, and I decided to wear the t-shirt, but it's Russell.
And we didn't even talk about this, or we didn't even plan this out.
So this is one way to feature some swag, because I got a lot of crypto swag, especially t-shirts, hats, all kinds of stuff. And so this is a way to kind of feature it. And then, I don't know, I just find swag really fun and enjoyable.
What up, Russell?
Yeah, so former Seattle Seahawk Russell Okung, he's now with the San Diego Chargers, I believe is the NFL team. And he's been tweeting up a storm lately about, you know, the world of money and what is money. And I got this t-shirt last September, which was Labor Day weekend.
In LA.
At his first conference in LA, downtown LA. Super fun. Learned a ton. Met a lot of great Bitcoiners down there. And so one of these days we'll be able to get together in real life and enjoy some, you know, in real life time together. But until then, you get to see all the swag that we've collected over the last few years.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Anything else?
No.
Okay. Awesome. Shout out to Matt Case for reading the disclosures and disclaimers. Thank you, Mr. Matty Sats, for doing that. And I guess we'll see you guys next time. Be nice out there, y'all.
Thanks for spending the 11 minutes with us. Don't forget to rate, review, subscribe, and share. Thank you. Together we rise.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, all right, all right. Welcome to Windshield Time, y'all. Thanks for tuning in. This podcast is non-technical, fun, informative way to learn about money, Bitcoin, blockchains, crypto, and digital assets for busy parents and working folks who are curious about these new technologies. Day, Ari, and their guests talk about these evolutionary systems of money and what they do, y'all. Because what part of your life does money not touch? This podcast is not financial advice, and your reactions are your total and complete responsibility, y'all. Now, thanks again, and enjoy the show.
All right.
Ah! I think my breath stinks.
Oh, shoot. I only have 11 minutes on this SD card.
All right. Keep it short. Let's go.
Substrate.